Okay, today we're talking about how to know which foods are kidneyous, or and in particular, we're going to spend more of our time on some of the questionable items, and even more particularly on cottonseed oil, okay, which has been more of a tumult as to whether it is or is not kidneyous. Okay, so we'll start from the simple parts. Okay, we know there's a whole slew of foods that we consider that we don't eat on Pesach because they're kidneyous. There's a minig ashkenazim, rice and beans and lentils and peas and a whole group of foods like that, and there's a bunch of foods, of course, that are not kidneys. People ask about them, but garlic and coffee and a whole bunch of radishes, all kinds of other foods that people ask about, those are not kidneys. Okay? Now, before we get into the real issue, the Ramah says something very interesting. The Ramah says, when he's there's one halacha about kidneys, basically, in Tafun Gimel, beginning of Tafun Gimel, and the Ramah says that anise and coriander are not kidneys. Okay? It's the anise, the aliander, which means coriander, they're not kidneys. So if you look in the Dakimoshim, when he explains, he says, they're not kidneys. And he says, an ayin, this is like a classic medrash plia, like not supposed to be, ayin simen reish dalet. Okay? Simen reish dalet, the middle of Hilchos Brachos. Okay? So the man was like, what was he talking about? Like, you wonder if he even meant, he mean archaim? Like, what was he talking about when he said, simen, and what he means to say is like this. You look in simen reish dalet, it says, it's in Hilchos Brachos, and it says there that if things that grow on the ground, you make a bar pri adam on them. But if you eat a spice that grows on the ground, you don't make a bar pri adam on it. Because the spices are not meant to be eaten by themselves. They're not meant to, you're not supposed to eat these spices as is. You're not supposed to eat the food. They're always there with something else. And therefore, if you eat them, you make shahakul. And what the Ramah is saying is that the minute that we have tonight in kidneys means you're now allowed to eat those kinds of foods that you usually eat by themselves. But any food that's always, it's always secondary, it's always a spice or something else, those things are not kidneys, and that's the reason why anise and coriander are not kidneys. You don't eat them by themselves, you always eat them as part of another food, and therefore, even though you're going to hear in a few minutes that anise and coriander theoretically would qualify as kidneys, they meet the requirements of what should make something us as kidneys, they're not, because just like in the Hilchos Brachos, those things are not bar pri adam. They're not considered, of course, they grow from the ground, they meet the requirements of what would make something a bar pri adam, so to speak. But since they're always tofel, they're always part of another food, they're not considered to be a food of the ground. Therefore, for kidneys, also the same thing, the minhag doesn't include those kinds of foods that are only always used as spices and things like that.
Could you start from the beginning? Like, what is the first mucker of kidneys?
I'm not starting from there. I'm sorry.
That's
a good job. No. But it is. Okay. I'll give you a 10-second. The Gemara says you're allowed to eat kidneys. And there was... The Gemara mentioned... No, it doesn't say you're allowed to eat kidneys. It mentions all kinds of foods that we consider to be kidneys. It says you're allowed to eat and when 600 years ago, when the people started starting a minig that you shouldn't eat these foods, most Rishonim were very upset about it and were very angry. Like, what are you bothering people and making them not have more foods that they can't eat? Some people even said, well, if you tell them they can't eat that, they can eat more foods that are shiles of chametz than most of you, that could become chametz. But in the end, the Ashkenazim took on that minig that we don't eat all this whole group of foods. Okay, so there's a whole, those foods, so we know that certain foods aren't kidneys, like rice and beans and peas, and we know that certain foods are not kidneys, and we know, I just told you now that things that are spices, as a rule, I think that's a spice, we'll hear an exception soon, but as a rule, things that are spices are not going to be kidneys, but there's a whole to-do about a bunch of newer foods that people want to eat. Our most famous one is quinoa, okay, and also guar gum, cottonseed oil, guar gum, some other foods like that. A little bit we'll talk about peanuts and string beans, okay, but a bunch of these other foods that some people do consider them kidneys and some people don't, and we're going to try to explain more. Okay, one more plot in our introduction is, Rav Schwartz said that the only things that are considered kidneys, when you have a food that's kidneys, let's say dill, okay, that we consider kidneys for whatever reason, we consider it. He says the isser only applies to the seed or the bean. That's the part of the food that is usher as the kidneys, and not the leafy part or the stalk or things like that. Okay, only the seed or the bean.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about cilantro and coriander.
Yes.
That's what people are asking me yesterday.
Okay. Yes, that's not today's discussion. You know, that is a to-do list. Yes, okay. So,
the leaf under the toilet.
So the that has nafkamina, we'll talk more about this later again, is for marijuana, okay, if anybody cares, for marijuana, because the marijuana that people use, there's three parts that are used. There's marijuana, and there's hashish, and there's hashish oil, okay? And the marijuana comes from the flower or the leaves, and the hashish comes from the gum, like the sap that comes out of the tree, and the oil comes from the hashish, okay? So even, as we're going to see soon, there's a shiloh, whether it is or is not kidneys, whether the plant that it comes from is or is not kidneys, but since kidneys only applies to the seed or the bean part of it, and there are things made from the seed or the bean, we'll talk about those also, but since the marijuana itself comes from the leaves or the flowers, so if you live in the right state and you're allowed to use marijuana, you shouldn't worry about the kidney issue, but that's kidney. Of course, medical marijuana you could take, no matter what, because chayim are allowed to take, chayim are allowed to take your kidneys. I don't know that says what, you think medical marijuana? Yeah, but it's not kidneys. So good news is that even if the plant that it comes from, which we'll see is a question whether it is or is not kidneys, but the marijuana itself, you're safe. Okay? Okay. So now, what's the simple and most obvious reason that most people know about why many of these foods that I just mentioned to you, quinoa and cottonseed oil and peanuts and all these kind of foods are should not be kidneys, is because of the following reason. The Ramah, I told you, says that anise and coriander are not kidneys. Yet the Taz and the Magen Avraham say there's serious chashas that chametz might be mixed into it. Okay, and it's something that I've said this a few times already. That I went to a spice company to learn about this. And he said to me, he said, come on, I'm going to show you. And he scooped out right out of the bag. He scooped out some of the stuff, put it out in our hands, and you looked at it, and there were other grains mixed into it. Okay? I couldn't tell whether those other grains were from the Chameshis Mitagun, and I don't know enough. He says, but to him, that's the standard thing, that these things have other things mixed into it. So nothing changed from 500 years ago to now. That these grains, either grow near them, or for whatever reason, they have them mixed into it. So the Chakakov says, he says, since the Tazim are going to talk about that, maybe you shouldn't eat them anyhow. Even though they're not kidneys, maybe you shouldn't eat them anyhow. So Chakakov says, so why didn't it get included into the minhag? So if they really have chametz mixed into it, which of course is the main reason why one of the reasons why we avoid kidneys, why didn't they include in the Isra also? Why not? Taka has chametz into it, could have chametz in it. As we see from the fact that we won't eat it. So he says, it's because there was so much opposition to the minhag in the first place. The whole minhag was really, most of China thought it was not a good idea. People were upset that people were having this minhag. As he says, it's hovered the law, whatever we assured, and that's it. And stop adding more things onto it. So Hagam, there's another food that has a real chash to it.
So where is that list?
List of what?
The things that are assured. It didn't start from the Ramah. Who's...
It starts from Rishon, from so late Rishon.
That's what I'm asking. Where is that list?
On our website.
Where's the Pesach guy?
On our website. Okay, so I can try to give you a list afterwards if you want to, if that'll make you feel better.
I just want to know, where is the first makar? Where is the first one that says, these are the items that are
awesome? I believe it's a Mordechai. I don't remember of him. Okay, I don't remember of him. I can look at it.
An exhaustive list?
No. He says, who brings such an idea that there are foods that you now eat that are kidneys? I don't remember. I can look for you afterwards. Okay, so he says you shouldn't add on to it, and that idea that the Chakakov says that we don't add on to things that are from what we have that are in the minhag is brought by the Kleisterberg Rebbe and Reb Moshe to explain respectively why cottonseed oil and peanuts are not kidneys. Okay, those are foods that were not eaten. Peanuts came to we didn't live much later in time. Cottonseed oil, I'll explain to you later why they did. No one was using it before him, until maybe 100 years ago, a little more than that. And therefore, they say they were not included in the minhag. So even if in theory they should be part of the minhag, they weren't around at the beginning of the minhag. We had enough of adding things onto this, and whatever was usher is usher, and new things are not, don't get usher. Okay? That's what they say. So, okay, very good. I'm getting to that. Okay, so now, before I get the corn, I'm going to pause you for a second before I get the corn. There is another food like this. I'm going to just explain to you why this does not apply to, and that is canola oil. Okay, canola oil did not become to the United States until the 1980s. Okay, so there are people who said, well, if it just came, then it's included in this rule of things that are new and that are not usher. But The truth is not like that. The truth is that canola oil is really a specific variety of rapeseed oil. Rapeseed oil is an oil that's been used for hundreds of years, to the point that the chuvas in the Marsham, who speaks about whether the oil of kidney should be asr or not, which of course we know is asr because the Ramah says it is, but he talks about, the Marsham talks about that, the oil he's talking about is rapeseed oil. Okay, he talks about Indian roughs, okay, which is the German word for rapeseed oil. He's talking about rapeseed oil, and then of course, the rapeseed oil of course is kidney. Rapeseed of course is kidney. He's trying to whether the oil also is. So what happened was, it wasn't legal in the United States because it had uricic acid, too much uricic acid. So until the Canadians figured out how to breed a plant with low uricic acid, and then they called that new variety, they called it canola oil. It was smart. The name goes over better in English, but also they were very proud of coming from Canada, so it's a contraction of the word canola oil, Canadian oil, so they were very proud of themselves. So
they had a low acid.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. They can't say. Okay, so maybe that's the A is for that. Okay. That was not my Havana, but okay, whichever, however you want it, okay, whatever it is, they came up with a new name. So the canola is just is a special variety of an oil that was around for a long time. Okay, so now, so we said is new oils, new things, sorry, not new oils, new things that there are don't get included to the minute. That's what many people say. Rabbi Schwartz says that most of the American Pesachim follower Moshe said. Close America, but also if that makes you feel better. Also, and say that new things don't get included.
What about the
keynotes then? Just give me a second. I'm almost there. Okay. So, however, other people, don't like that at all. Other people don't like that at all. Most people who say this are following what Rabbi Yashiv said. And Rabbi Yashiv said, he says, I don't understand. He says, you're telling me we don't eat on new things until the minute? He says, you know, corn came from the New World. Corn came after the minute was started. He says, soy came from the Far East in the 16, 1700s. Okay, so it came also after the minute was started. He says, and peanuts. And look at peanuts. Peanuts, now there are still countries that eat peanuts. I'm told that in South Africa, peanut butter is a common food on Pesach, okay, because they don't eat it. And in America, until 30, 40 years ago, there were lots of people who ate peanuts also. There were lots of people who still ate peanuts. Ramosha says that peanuts are not awesome. But he says, but guess what? But now nobody's known in America, actually. It's not common in America that people eat peanuts on Pesach. He says, so what happened? What about the corn and soy and peanuts? How come they're also? You told me now to eat on things in a minute. Really? If we don't eat corn, we go get special Pepsi. We don't drink the one with corn syrup in it. What's wrong? Why don't we eat that stuff? Because, he says, obviously, it's not true. That's what Chagakov held, that there's such a thing we don't eat on to the minute. He says, but obviously, that's not what's going on. We have to do it on to the minute. To those who don't like this reason, which is we don't eat on to the minute, they say, look around. All the foods you don't eat on Pesach are foods that are, a lot of those foods are new foods. Okay, and the others will answer back. The others will answer back that even though we say there's a rule, you can't eat on, lemais is something that's a minute is a minute. Meaning is, what do people do? Okay, so if everybody decides that let's stop eating corn also, and they throw that into the minute, then they throw it in. A rule only has sense when you talk about, like, it says Rabbanan. So there's a rule when it includes this and doesn't include that. But when something is in a minute, there's a certain looseness, and things don't always follow, so to speak, follow the rules. So we can agree with the Chagakov that we don't want to eat any new foods, but we don't have to, but once in a while something will slip in, and okay, so people include it. A minute is a minute.
Where did corn, what year? 1952, so somebody got up and said corn is kids, and the America was not.
That's expression minute pashut. It doesn't mean a simple minute. It means a minute that spread.
Okay, okay. So, Paiskim mentioned pashut.
So the question, those would be pashut. Okay, well, I really say, let's keep it this way.
Right, let's hold on. Don't let those people. That's right. So the place can talk about that corn is kidneys. Soy is not. Soy is not that place can talk about. A lot of place can talk about that kidneys. That's
when?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
1784?
I don't remember. I have to look it up.
1792, I think.
Place can talk about it. I believe the Mishnah even brings it. Place can talk about it. It's important place can. Turkish rice.
That's corn.
Corn. That corn is considered kidneys. But what I'm saying to you is that even though we don't want to bring new foods into the minute, but lemais is, if everyone looks around and no one eats corn and Pesach, they'll say, oh, that's also considered kidneys.
You got to find where did it start. That's what I'm asking. You know, everything. People don't drink corn to save it because of the bug. Where did it start? So we know where it started. And then we went and we looked into it. Now, strawberry, that whatever it is, where, this is not, I'm just asking for a chronological.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay.
Did that do
okay. So. Okay, there we go. And some people say, they say, wait a second, they say, you know what? You say, you know there's a shiloh in Poskim whether potatoes should be kidneys or shouldn't be kidneys? Poskim talk about whether potatoes shouldn't be. They say, why are they talking about it?
He said that potatoes are kidneys.
He says,
I should change and say that it's higher than a miso salt.
So you say, why is everybody even talking about potatoes? Potatoes are also a new world food. Okay, potatoes also didn't exist at the time of the minute. So he says, so why are they talking about it? So what does that tell you? That what they're saying is that tells you that we don't care about new foods. Okay, so this is a question whether we should or should not, whether new food should or should not be ours.
Okay. A staple?
Staple.
Yes,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Caters.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. I only have one question. Okay. So that's the most obvious or simple reason that most people would know why some of these foods are not included. Okay. But now, I think that there's a deeper reason. It doesn't apply to all the foods. Okay. It's only applied to some of them, particularly cottonseed oil. A different question as to whether which foods are or not kidneys. And that's like this. We know. What's the reason why people chose to make this minig of kidneys? Because there's two basic reasons. One is because there might be grains mixed into it. And if there's grain mixed into it, then when I put it into water, it's going to become chametz. Okay, so I don't want to eat, let's say, corn, because if I put the corn, if it has grain mixed into it, and I put it into the pot, it's going to get water and become chametz. That's one reason. The second reason is, these foods are made into flours, and they're used in ways that are very similar to the way you use wheat. It comes out making similarly you can make a corn muffin, and just like you can make a wheat muffin. And therefore, if I'm going to eat those foods, it gives the impression to others that what I'm eating may not mean chametz, and it gives a wrong impression, and therefore maybe it's misleading, and therefore they ask. That's why the minig came. Those two reasons. Okay, so now those are the reasons. But the way things work, particularly in Yisurin Drabanan and in Minhagim, is that's the reason for the minig, but there's... Different from that is the structure of the minig. What is usher or is not usher is not only what meets those criteria. In fact, anything that meets those two criteria is usher. There's a structure to it. Okay? And the structure is, we're going to explain, there's two shittas as to what the structure of the minig is. Okay? A lot of what I'm about to say comes from a tshuva from Ramir Arik. Okay? Ramir Arik. Okay? A lot of what I'm going to say comes from that. And that is like this. There's the minig, in Hebrew, we call this minig, the minig of kidneys. Okay? And in English, people struggle to translate that word, and they say, you're not allowed to eat legumes. Okay? And then there's all kinds of kashas, because this one is a legume, and it's not a legume. Okay? And of course, the word kidneys doesn't mean legumes. That's not what it means. Okay? And so, the first hesber as to what the structure of the minig is that if you open up Mishnah Yisroim, you find that in Hilchos Klayim, that word kidneys is not a random word that we shouldn't talk about. When they say that word, it refers to a very specific thing in Hilchos Klayim. We talked about this in Shemitah. And that is like this. In Hilchos Klayim, there's two big classes of foods, okay, and one subclass. And the two big classes are Zaroi Negina and kidneys. Okay, so the word when you hear a Rishon saying the word kidneys, he doesn't mean kidneys legumes. That's not what he's talking about. He means it's kidneys because in Zeroyim, in Mishnah's Klein, he learned Mishnah's Klein. Guess what? You know, and to him, the word kidneys had some meaning to him. Okay, so what does that mean? What's the difference between it? So Zarenigina roughly means a food where you eat the flesh of the vegetable, either with or without the seed. What I mean is, if you eat a cucumber, you're eating the not just the seed's in the middle, plus eating the flesh around the seed. When you eat a pepper, a bell pepper, you're eating the flesh of the pepper, you don't eat the seeds. Right? You throw the seeds out. Okay, but those are both Zeroi Negina. Okay, those are foods where you eat the flesh of the fruit or the vegetable, but you don't eat the seed. You either do or don't eat the seed, but you particularly eat the outside. And kidneys means foods where you only eat the seed. The edible part is only the seed part of it. Think about a bean. Okay, you're only eating the bean part of it. You're not eating anything that grows around it. The edible part is the same thing that you'd be planting. Okay, so those are two classes. Within climbing, it has some machimina. And a subclass is, within the group of things that are kidneys, there's a subclass, which is what we call tfuah. Okay, those are the chameshis mini dagan. All those would qualify as being kidneys. But they have even more special rules because they have a second qualification that makes them be considered tefuah. Okay, so there's two main classes, Zaroi Negina and kidneys. And kidneys has a subclass which is called tefuah. That's the chameshis mini dagan. Okay, so according to this hesber, the minhag of kidneys is to say, don't just refrain from eating the tvua, the subclass of kidneys, but even don't eat the whole class of kidneys. Okay? In other words, in tvua is a subclass of the bigger class called kidneys. So when the minhag is, don't just refrain from eating the five that are in the subclass called tvua, but refrain from eating all things in the full class, which is called kidneys. And that's why when Rishonim talk about the minhag is to not eat kidneys, they were referring to saying they expanded tvua. Tvua used to be just five things, and it's been expanded to mean 500 things that are included in this thing called tzara negina. Okay, I'm sorry, they're called kidneys. No, they're not tzara negina. Okay, that's one hesber for where the way the minhag functions. It's all the foods that will be classified as kidneys within the klayim, which is, and the logic is, it's broader than just than tvua. It includes even tzara negina. That's one way.
Even kidneys.
I'm sorry, I keep saying the wrong one. Okay, the second thing is, secondly, that I'm seeing is like there's a Mishnah and a Gemara in Nedarim that says if a person makes a neder that he won't eat dagon. So one man, the Umber, says that not only can't he eat the chameshes mini dagon, but he can't eat kol mini demidgan. Anything else that goes through the process of digun. What does that mean? Okay, what exactly does that mean? So there's Rishonim talk about it. The most clear way of reading it is from Rambam. The Rambam says it most clearly, not in that in Hilchos Nedarim, in Hilchos Brachos. Okay, and the Rambam says like this. Oh my gosh, I can't read it. The Rambam says, there are five main grains, and they are chit and sarin, kus and shibor, shu, shibon. Okay, and he says the chamishes minu ha'elu kishehen shibolim, when they're still in their stalk with their sheathing around them, then nikraim tvua b'chamokim. We call it tvua when it's still wrapped up in the covering that it comes that it grows with. V'achar shadoshin v'zernoson. After you thresh them, if you crack the outside layer, and vizarnas, you throw it into the wind to blow away that lighter part. Nikraim dagan. The name dagan refers to after you've taken off the outside and you leave just the inside, that the edible part. And then one more step is if you grind them up and make into other food, then it's considered bread. Okay, and it comes from a Gemara that says like this. The pasuk says, when it says you should give truma, it says you should give rachis digoncha. Okay, the Torah says you should give rachis digoncha, from which the Gemara makes a drasha. You should only give truma after the tvua has come to be in the kri, in the pile. The kri means is after you've gotten rid of the outside, you broke it and you got rid of the outside, then you pile up the what's left behind, the edible part that was on the inside. Okay, so it doesn't mean anything you put in a pile. It means is after you've gone through this process, meaning the midgin means things that are made into dagon. Dagon means things that you took off the outside, the not desirable part, leaving behind a pile of the things that you do want to have, and therefore that's what's called mealy the midgin. Okay? And there's, I forgot who it is, who says that's his reason why he thinks that peanuts are not kidneys. And he even speaks that. He says peanuts are not kidneys because you store them in their shell, not out of their shell. You keep them, you don't make a cree of them after you've taken the shell off. It's not like wheat that you take off the outside and then you store it like that. That's not considered mealy the midgin. Okay, so now, if this is the hesber for what the minhag is, then when the minhag is, not only shouldn't we eat the chameshes mini dagon, not only the five main foods that are called dagon because of the way they're processed. You take off the outside, leaving the inside that you want to eat, but even kol mealy the midgin is also usher. Yes, then the minhag of kidneys is that any food that goes through that same kind of a process, you remove the outside to get the inside, the part that you want to have, that the kol mealy the midgin is also usher. Okay, so both hesberim are saying the same, a similar idea. Tvua has the five grains have a specific characteristic. They're part of a bigger group, and we expand. The minhag is to expand the chameshes mini dagon to either the kol mini kidneys or kol mili demidgin. Two different ways of doing that. Okay, now one of the foods that's a nafkamina between these, one of the foods that's a nafkamina between these is mustard. Okay, because mustard in Hilchos Klayim is not considered to be kidneys. But the way you make mustard is it's considered mealy the midgin. Okay, you have to remove the outer layers to leave you behind the seed, the part that you want to eat. Okay, that's what you do when you make mustard. So it's now very questionable how to read what the Ramah
said. What's the difference between the two?
What do you say?
He's saying it's midgin, but it's not what?
It's not kidneys. It's not meaning kidneys. Bring me clients. I don't remember why. It's not considered kidneys. Okay, so the Ramah has a very interesting way of saying the Ramah that says mustard is also is not in Tosfos and Gimel.
By the way, that's something that's not eaten by itself.
I know that. That's true. So the Rama says, in Taf Nun Gimel is the one halacha the Rama says about kidneys. But in Taf Samach Dalet, okay, about 11 Simonim later, we're talking about Hilchas Matzah. It says, the Rama says, the minhag is we don't eat mustard on Pesach. Tahadei kemine kidneys shenoyin ba'isur. He says it's like kidneys. Okay, what's the like kidneys? Okay, there's all different ways to understand what that means. Does he mean it's like kidneys because it doesn't qualify as kidneys l'inyan klayim, but it is mil demidgin? So does he mean to say is, oh, because things that are mil demidgin are also included in the issue? Is that what he's trying to say? Is he trying to say, you know, it's not kidneys and it wouldn't be usher, but it's close enough that people chose to answer it? Is it like Taz says? He says, well, it's not kidneys at all. It doesn't qualify as kidneys. But it grows near wheat, so we throw it into the minhag also. Okay, so it's a very question.
Taz says that for mustard?
Yeah. He says, it grows near wheat, so we throw it into the minhag also. So, in other words, it's what the Rambam means when he says, meaning kidneys, instead of saying that it is kidneys, and why is he throwing it in 11 Siman later, is a very questionable, and plays into this whole shayla. Okay, so now. So far...
When you grow beans and all this, they have to go through a dug-in process? I don't know how beans, I've never went to go see beans and chickpeas and all these things. How do they grow?
I believe that they do, but I don't know. Okay, so now. Now we get to the today part of the shayla. And that is like this. The Rambam says that two foods, he says, he meant many foods, but among his foods that he mentions are foods that are not L'inyan klayim, they're not kidneys, but are rather zeronikina. As he says, cannabis and cotton are not mina kidneys, they're zeronikina. Okay? Drama. Hilchas klayim. Okay? What's cannabis? Okay, cannabis is what people who don't know when you read in a Mishnah is you say, oh, he says cannabis. No, don't say cannabis. It's cannabis. Okay? And cannabis is the plant from which you make marijuana. Okay, and what happens is that if you grow cannabis in the regular way, it grows with something I can't pronounce it, but in short, they call it THC. Okay, tetrahydrocannabinol, something like that. Okay, it has this thing which is it's debatable if it's not good for you. It used to not be good for you. Now, depending on which state you live in, it may or may not be good for you. So it's considered illegal because it has that THC grown in it.
You got to mention cannabis.
What?
Cannabis. You got to mention that. Cannabis is marijuana.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
So, but
similarity of the English word out there.
Oh, well, of course, that's marijuana.
Cannabis.
That's what it is. When it grows with the THC in it, it's called cannabis or cannabis. In Chazal, we're talking about cannabis, and that's what in America, in some places, is illegal. If you breed it to not have this THC in it, then they have a different name for it. Then it's called hemp. Hemp and cannabis is the same plant. It's the exact same plant, but one is bred to not have this undesirable
THC.
This not HTC. THC. And hemp is the part that's completely legal. If you can buy every place, you can buy hemp because that's fine. You're allowed to use hemp. Okay, so now. So we'll call it hemp rather than keep calling it marijuana or cannabis. Okay, so the hemp. Hemp can be made, you can make something called hemp oil and hemp milk. Okay, those are made from the seed itself. Okay, so the Rambam and Hilchos Klayim says they are not kidneys, they are zeronikina. You're not talking about Hilchos Pesach. The Rambam ate kidneys and Pesach. Okay? So he's talking about Hilchos Klayim. He says they're zeronikina. But then, go a few hundred years later, and the Maril, and the Trumas edition, and the Gra, and the Chayadam, say that hemp oil, you now eat on Pesach. It's considered those foods. I'll use the word kidneys that we now eat on Pesach. Okay. So why are they saying that this food is asur? So what Rabbi Asher says is you see from that the fact that they would asur it, even though it doesn't qualify as meaning kidneys for Hilchos Klayim, you see that the rule for what is included in the meaning is not the things that are kidneys for inyan Hilchos Klayim. The rule is anything that's merely the midgin. Which of the two rules is the one that counts? It's not the rules of what kidney is, because here are these places who are saying that hemp oil is also. Hemp oil is a food that's not, the Rambam says, the favorite, so that food does not mean a kidney is when you have claim. So obviously the rule is not whatever mean a kidney is, but the rule is whatever is mean the midgin. And therefore that's what's also. So you see from the fact that hemp oil is also that these parts were saying hemp oil also on Pesach, that they're saying that the criteria is not kitnias, like the simple reading, like the word is, it's called the minig of kitnias. No, the criteria is mil de midyan. That's the expansion is to mil de midyan. Well, if that's the expansion, that means eating mil de midyan, then the other thing that the Rambam said in that same Rambam, that he says is not, which is katan. So katan seed is also, it's not mil de kitnias, but it is mil de midyan. It goes through the same grammar process, it's mil de midyan. So we, from the fact that these parts can say that hemp oil is kitnias, and even though it's not in Hilchos Chayavos like kitnias, teaches us that cotton seed oil should also not be, even though it's not cotton, is not kitnias linyan klayim, still it's kitnias linyan pesach, and because it's mil de midyan, and that's the criteria is mil de midyan. That's what we're looking for, something to be mil de midyan. Okay, so, okay, that's what Rabbi Yaakov explains it, and that's the basis for those who don't eat cotton seed oil. And so the way it's a little confusing. I'm going to read you the word. You know, a lot of my explanation of what Rabbi Yaakov says comes from a tshuva from Rabbi Frati, okay, who explains it very clearly. He's pretty good at explaining things. But Rabbi Yaakov, when he made this announcement that cotton seed oil was usher, gave like a one liner, okay, and the one liner is. Shemavur b'maisa rav lahagra the af shemen zera cannabis nesa b'pesach who latim b'shemen kutna shuv b'chal gzeres kitnias. Okay, so if you're reading it, you know what he's talking about. He's, just like the gra says that you can't eat hemp oil, so too you can't eat cotton oil. Like what does it do the other? What does hemp oil do cotton seed oil? And one is one and one is different. They don't do each other. They're not the same thing. But the Hesber is what's missing in between the lines here is that we see from hemp oil that the criteria is not mini kidneys for Klayim. We see the criteria is new. The Midgen, if that's the criteria, then cotton seed oil is the same thing. It meets the same criteria also. Okay, so there's a lot missing. I mean, it's like 10 words here, but there's a lot in between the lines, or over 5 minutes, did a good job of explaining. Okay, so now, before I go on, you should know that, I don't know if you saw, it was publicized this week again, Ron Miller said that you shouldn't eat quinoa.
Okay.
So
he said
and you probably missed these, you probably weren't focusing on these words, but now you'll read it, you'll see he says that who are there pete and min kin is it usher because the whole dini hatara come on climb uchadoyma. Okay, when he explains why you can't eat kinwa, he says, well, kinwa would qualify as kidneys in Hilchos Klayim. Okay, why on earth is he mentioning Hilchos Klayim? Because he's saying that everybody will agree that if it meets the criteria of kidneys in Hilchos Klayim, for sure it should be also as kidneys. Forget about things that are only for the Midgen. But if it meets the criteria of kidneys in Hilchos Klayim, everyone should agree that it should be also. That's what he was saying. And on the opposite extreme is... Stream beans, okay? Stream beans don't meet either of the criteria, okay? They're not kidneys in Klayim, and they're not mil de midyan either, okay? And that's why there are lots of people, there are plenty of people who eat stream beans on Pesach. There's no way it can be part of the midyan, okay? Most people in America don't. Most people in America consider them to be kidneys.
As I said to you beforehand,
it's a minig. So minig is just what people do.
Is
so
green beans?
What?
Is that green beans?
Green beans, same thing. Yeah, okay. So now, the opposite.
Is it only the seed inside that's the problem?
That we're not allowed to eat? In theory.
In theory, yes.
Okay. So the opposite of it is that in Romero Rick, when he talks about this, Darian Weiss, one of his tshuvas, the same thing, says that no, it's not true. That the minig is the issur is only on the foods that are called that are kidneys, not the foods that are mule the minig. That's not true. And they would argue that the hemp oil would be mutter, okay? And therefore, they hold the criteria, they bring rise that the criteria is kidney, it's not mil de midyan, and therefore, that's the time to be matter of the cotton seed, matter of the cotton seed.
Is there another reason for matter of the cotton seed?
No.
To be matter on the quinoa.
No.
What's
Rabbi Asher said.
What'd
you say?
What's that, another the gun?
That the criteria for kidneys is not what it's mil de midyan, the criteria is what qualifies as kidneys in the claim. So they have rise opposite. They have rise the other way. I'm saying that's what it's depending on. That's what it hangs on. Is which do you think is the criteria for it? Now, I have to tell you that all this that I told you, this whole Hezbollah I'm giving to you, which is at the core of why it should be more thrust on the cottonseed oil, that assumes that you're willing to assert new foods because cottonseed oil is something that people didn't eat before. And how do I know that? Because until approximately 100 years ago, cotton seed oil was dangerous. Okay, you couldn't eat cotton seeds Okay, because cotton seeds have something called gesipol. I might be pronouncing that wrong. Gesipol. Okay, it's a toxic ingredient in cotton seeds, and you can't eat them.
Well, nobody eats cotton seeds now either.
Right. I'll come back for a second. No, you couldn't eat. You couldn't make oil out of cotton seed for food. You could use like for greasing the equipment.
Right.
You couldn't eat it.
Linoleum.
Until they figured out like 100 years ago how to get this gesipol out. So the people who say that even if you were side with Rabbi Yochanan and say, you know what? Theoretically, it could be also because it's immune to Midian, but we have our other rule, which our original thing we said, which is new foods don't get included to the Midian. Those who follow that, like Rav Moshe said, we don't follow taking new foods into the Midian. Well, cottonseed oil is a new food also, because a few hundred years ago, people made clothes out of cotton, but nobody ate cottonseed. You couldn't eat it. Okay? It was dangerous to eat it. Nobody ate it. It's not safe to eat. Okay, so now, one last thing to say. Rabbi Fati brings this up. He doesn't like this.
The rapeseed oil was not dangerous, but in America
Because the government started that they were not comfortable with how much oil, but people ate it. In Europe, it was a standard oil that people use. People use it all the time. Nobody ate cottonseed oil. You couldn't. It's dangerous.
Nobody eats cottonseed.
I'm coming. Okay. So Rafati has a third possible reason why cottonseed should not be also. And he says like this. He says, you know, as you know, there's a Shailen Poskim whether the oil of kidneys is usher also. Okay? The Rama says it is, and other people say maybe it shouldn't be. There's a question whether it is or shouldn't. Okay. He says, but really what's going on here is that the minhag is to not eat certain foods. Let's say rice and beans and peas. That's the minhag, to not eat those foods. And as an extension of that minhag is, you don't eat the oil from that food also. That's like an extension of the minhag is not only don't eat the food, but don't eat the oil also. So he says, you know, maybe the minhag, the extension only applies in cases when the food itself is included in the minhag. So don't eat corn, and don't eat corn oil also. But when you come to cottonseed, nobody eats cottonseed. You never sat down, went to the store and bought a bag of cottonseeds to eat them. Nobody eats it. What do you say?
Wait a couple years.
Okay. So nobody eats the seed itself. So maybe there's no minhag to ask as an oil or something when the food itself wasn't included in the minhag. If you say, I don't eat soy, so I say I want soybean oil either. Because it's like an extension. Come on, you can't eat soy, then you can't eat soybean oil either. But why tell me I can't eat cottonseed oil? The cottonseed itself, I guess I can't eat it, but no one eats that food. It's not a food. It's not considered a food item. It's only used for its oil. See, Ken Titan says that would be a third reason to say maybe it shouldn't be usher to eat cottonseed oil. He himself is not happy with that reason. He has a riot which I didn't find so convincing. But he brings up such a possibility that maybe these things shouldn't be included because they're so, that if it can't extend the minute to something if the thing itself wasn't included.